Would you call it anything different if you let it dry?
Dried squash. I guess so, but I don't know what.
And what about melons? Do you raise any kind of melons?
Watermelons.
Any other kind?
Well, now, let's see. Some people may grow cantaloupes around here, but not this isn't real cantaloupe country.
Well, is there any other kind of name for any other kind of melon with yellow meat like that, just shaped different from a cantaloupe?
You're talking about gourds?
Would that be a gourd? Oh, it'd be a melon. I don't know. Like
a gourd melon.
Musk
melon? Well, I thought they were round.
What are they? Are they melon?
Yeah.
Do you grow them?
No. I don't know if they're grown in this area or not.
Do you know what they are?
You can buy them in grocery stores.
Well, what about wormers? What kind of those do you have?
The dark green ones, usually. Some, and I should know the names of some of the. There's a diamond back, maybe. But anyway, then there's one kind that's got yellow and green stripes that kind of alternate going lengthways around the watermelon. But most of the ones we have here are the solid dark green color.
Do you know what, like, do you just call them watermelons or are there different varieties?
They have specific names, but I don't know what they are.
Well, do you know the difference in, like, the color of the meat or the color of the seed?
Well, most all of them around here are the pink or red meat watermelons. There are a few that are yellow, but I would never buy one of those if I had a choice. The seeds in a pink meat watermelon, the smaller ones are white, and the bigger ones are dark black or dark brown.
Well, what about if you're cooking? Did you ever go to the grocery store and buy those little things that spring up in there? Shaped like little umbrellas?
Mushrooms.
Well, are there different kinds of those? I mean, you know, like, any other names for them?
Well, not for real mushrooms that I know of. Of course, what grows in your yard here is a toadstool, not a mushroom.
Oh, are they good to eat?
No. Some of them may be, but I don't know of anybody who goes around picking them out of the yard stuff.
Any other names for toadstools?
Well, fungus maybe, but that's all I can think of.
Well, if somebody had a sore throat, you know, and you gave them something to eat, you said, thank you, but I don't want to eat it because I couldn't
swallow it.
And you smoke?
Cigarettes.
And some people smoke?
Cigars.
And if there were a lot of people at a party, you know, having a good time, they were all standing around the piano, you say, oh, they were just all doing what?
Having a good time, or singing, or having a sing song.
Oh, if they were singing, and then somebody might tell a funny joke, you know, and they'd all be ha-ha-ha.
Laughing.
So you'd say they were all doing this together.
Singing and laughing.
And if somebody, you know, tried to, you know, wanted you to work there for their political campaign or something, you know, well, if you were running for office, you know, and someone offered you some money for your political campaign, you might turn it down and say, thank you, but I don't want to be...
Well, not bribed. Don't want to be tempted or...
If you didn't want to feel like you had to pay them back, so you'd say...
Oh, I don't want to be obligated.
And if somebody asked you to do a certain job, you know, if you could do it, you know, if it was possible, you'd say, sure, I'll
be glad to.
Well, you know, if it was possible, you know, can you...
Oh, I will if I can, or...
So you say, sure, if I said, can you do this, you'd say, sure,
I can do that.
And if I said, can you do this, it was impossible, you'd say, no, I
can't.